Chapter 1. Eulissa Long reread the telegram. After 5 reads, it still said the same thing. She was to report to the Denver office and pick up a partner. Not any partner, but a man she was to help train in the Pinkerton way. This cannot be happening. She never worked with a partner. Never. Why now? She was an excellent agent and had solved the cases given to her. Why was she being punished? She glared at the mirror in her hotel room. I told them when I hired on, no partners. She stared at her image, but she heard nothing to refute what the telegram had said. In 15 minutes, she would walk into the Denver office and pick up her partner. Ridiculous. That man must be an idiot if they have to train him, and what a waste of an agent of my caliber to make me. Then again, she'd heard of Archie's diabolical plan to match male and female agents together and make them marry one another for the first case. At least the wire hadn't said she was going to have to marry the man, because she would not. I will not marry any man. As far as she was concerned, the male version of the species were all beasts. Harsh, she knew, but after her horrid upbringing by a father who didn't care and being dumped in an orphanage that cared even less, who could blame her? She'd suffered abuse and mistreatment from every man she knew, and this was only more proof. She stomped to the door, grabbed her derringer from the dresser, and stuffed it in her pocket. Eulissa went out, letting the door slam behind her, not caring if she woke others in the hotel. No one should be sleeping at 10 in the morning anyway. A slamming door jolted Sam Paxton awake. He rubbed his eyes and then squinted to see the clock on the hotel wall. His heart leaped to his throat. He had 10 minutes to get ready, leave the hotel, and get to the headquarters. The head detective had said he was to meet his partner today. He had some weird name like Ulysses. He hoped it wasn't a fat drunk that was supposed to train him, although that would be his luck. Then again, he had his sister and husband to thank for keeping him out of prison and getting him a job with the Pinkertons. Actually, he had Evangeline to thank for not letting him hang. If she hadn't saved him when she did, he'd have a stretched neck and been buzzard food. Now, he was saddled with some guy named Ulysses. Useless. Sam laughed as he jumped into his pants. He grabbed his shirt, threw it on, and stuffed part of it in his pants. He didn't have a gun. The sheriff wouldn't give him one until he was accepted as one of the Pinkertons. The sheriff didn't trust him. Not that Sam blamed him. He barely trusted himself. Crazy. But he was grateful for the chance. At least for a while. He wasn't sure what kind of case they'd give him. The boss had said something that he couldn't mess up. It was no joke that most of the agents looked at him with a jaded eye. They didn't trust him, which was probably why he got picked to have a partner named Useless. A glance at the clock showed he had 5 minutes. Well, he could run. After all, he'd been running most of his life. The irony made him laugh, as this time, he was running to the law instead of from it. Sam hit the stairs 2 at a time, rushed through the door, and ran across the street. He was almost to the front door of the Pinkerton agency when he saw some lady enter before him. She looked horrifically prudish. Ha! Some poor guy was probably going to have to marry her and train her as an agent. He'd heard all about Archie's plan and was so glad that he wasn't required to marry anyone. No, sir. He was not the marrying type. Not at all. He rushed in after the prudish woman, brushing her shoulder as he ran past her. Excuse me. Might as well sound polite. He laughed and barged into the room. Archie stared at him.
Well, you made it on time with a minute to spare. Your partner should be in here as the clock chimes. She's always spot on the minute.
As he finished talking, the clock chimed and the door opened. Miss Prude walked in, gave him an icy stare, and folded her arms. She glanced at Archie. Please don't tell me that this is my partner. Sam looked down and had to admit, he looked a bit ragged. His shirt was half in, half out. His hair was probably mussed because he'd forgotten to brush it, much less shave. He hoped some horrible mistake had been made, and one of them was in the wrong room.